On that, I've got more to say about the weapons expo that Romy had just talked about. But before I get to that, I'm going to invite up David Shoebridge to come and speak to us. He is, of course, a Green Senator, staunch supporter of this campaign for the past 2 years. Thank you, David.
Thanks very much, Josh. I want to start by acknowledging this land is and always will be Aboriginal land. It's Gadigal land we're on. Gadigal land. This is Gadigal land. Thanks so much for everyone coming out today. And I too want to kick off by giving a shout out to Rising Tide, making those connections between fossil fuel industry and the corporations that want to screw our planet through carbon, and the corporations that want to screw our planet through weapons. So thanks very much for Rising Tide for their action today, and the right-wing media who attacked them and promoted their rally day after day. But we're gathering here today, what, more than 2 years after this genocide started, and it's pretty hard to be shocked by our government, but I was shocked that they had the brazenness that just in the last few weeks to sign another arms contract with an Israeli weapons manufacturer. You know, Albanese's signature on yet another contract, another $20 million to Elbit Systems, which follows on from a $900 million contract they gave them in February of 2024. $1 billion plus of our money going to an Israeli weapons manufacturer that right now is making record profits from a genocide. I mean, what kind of moral low has Federal Labor sunk to when they think that they can just put that in our face at this time in history? And of course, there's been over $1 billion worth of contracts that this government has signed with Israeli weapons manufacturers since the genocide started. And in just over a week, commencing on the 4th of November, there's going to be Israeli weapons manufacturers in Sydney trying to sell their wares again. At an expo in Sydney, funded and supported by the Chris Minns Labor government in Macquarie Street. They're literally spending our tax dollars to invite the global harm industry to come here and sell their weapons. What part of genocide do these people not understand? What part of obscenity do they not understand? And I've been to those weapons fairs. I'm the Federal Greens spokesperson for defence and foreign affairs, so part of my job is to go to those weapons fairs and see for myself, to do some truth testing. And I've seen Elbit Systems stands and Rafael defence industry stands and other Israeli weapons manufacturer stands. And do you know what they do when they're selling their equipment? They show videos of their missiles and their tanks and their software being deployed in Gaza. And they literally show snuff videos of their weapons killing people in Gaza and killing people in Lebanon and killing people in Yemen. And then they say to the likes of Richard Marles and Anthony Albanese, they say to them, look, you see, our weapons are battle tested. You should buy them because they work, and we can show you they work. We've experimented on them in Gaza and Lebanon and Yemen and Syria. And to the utter eternal shame of our governments, they buy those weapons, and we say end that trade. Cancel every single contract with Israeli weapons manufacturers. Every single one of them. And as well, we've had some powerful evidence come out just in the last few months about how Australia is feeding weapons parts directly into Israel. And when we're up joining at the Rising Tide rally in Newcastle in a few weeks, let's make a side trip up to Williamtown. And let's get up there and protest the F-35 hub that is there in Williamtown. Because we found out from some courageous journalism from Declassified Australia that weapons parts for the F-35 fighter jet are being sent straight from Williamtown down here to passenger jets in Sydney Airport and then flown to Nevatim Air Base in Israel to be put on F-35s in Israel. And not once or twice, but at least 70 times, straight from Australia, straight to Israel to keep those fighter jets flying to deliver the bombs and the killings in Lebanon and Gaza and across the region. And do you know what? Those spineless, utterly abject group in federal parliament that call themselves Labor, do you know what they said about that? They said, we don't send weapons and weapons parts to Israel. And we showed them the evidence. And they said, oh no, that wasn't us. That weapons hub in Williamtown, it's owned and operated by the United States. Oh, and it was Lockheed Martin and Donald Trump who made the decisions to send weapons from Australia to Israel, and we're not responsible for it. What a craven surrender of everything it means to be Australia. To hand to the United States a weapons hub in Williamtown, to let it send weapons from Australia, many made in Australia, to Israel, and then for our government to say it's not their fault, it's not on their watch. Well, it is on their watch. It is on Australian territory. And we say shut the F-35 hub in Williamstown and shut every single US base on this country while we're at it. Every single one of them. And if you want to know why Donald Trump was so happy with Anthony Albanese the other day, it's because Anthony Albanese is building him an $8 billion nuclear submarine base that he wants up and running in 2027 off Perth, and has given the United States billions of dollars for their industrial base on the hope that we might get some nuclear subs. Our government is funding the US war machine. And when you take a step back and you ask yourself, why has our government not sanctioned the Netanyahu war cabinet? Why has our government continued to feed weapons and weapons parts into Israel? Why has our government not made the sanctions? The answer lies in our craven relationship with Washington, because we do what the United States tell them. Federal Labor, just like the coalition, do what Donald Trump or Joe Biden or whoever else in Washington tells them. And if we want Australia to be part of a global movement for a free Palestine, if we want to stop sending weapons parts into conflicts, if we want to stand up for human rights and stand against genocide, we need to cancel AUKUS, and we need to break those ties with Washington, and we need a genuinely independent foreign and defence policy. And let's start that movement, so let's build that movement and link the Free Palestine movement to the peace movement, to First Nations justice and to ending AUKUS, and let's make this movement change this country. Because if there's one thing I've seen, and I think we've all felt it, we bloody well need to change this country, don't we? And we need to change the leadership in this country, and we need to change the politics in this country, and we need to disentangle ourselves from the Israel, from any connection with Israel. Disconnect ourselves from the United States and its war plans and make an independent Australia that stands for a peaceful world. And can I finish with this? Just 2 weeks ago, when we were in Senate estimates asking the AFP, the Australian Federal Police, what are you doing to prosecute war criminals that are coming back from the Israeli Defence Force and living amongst us? Have you commenced a task force? No, they haven't. Have you been looking at the social media posts where these people often celebrated their war crimes? No, they haven't. We need a permanent war crimes unit in Australia to track down war criminals amongst us. And we need to flood the Australian Federal Police on their hotline that they've put up with every piece of evidence we have of war criminals returning from Israel, because there should be no safe harbour for war criminals in this country. No safe harbour for war criminals in this country. Thank you for coming out again today. Thank you for committing, fundamentally committing, to a world which delivers a free Palestine. Thank you for standing out against genocide, and let's together change this country and change the world. Thanks very much.